This is Dairy Radio Now.
Lucas, we're recording this before the February milk production report was issued last Thursday. But prior to that, the big news was the turnaround in last Tuesday's global dairy trade auction.
It was certainly a turnaround, but we have to remember that first March auction was one of the quickest increases in the GDT that we have seen on record. So while whole milk powder prices did decline last week, they're still at sky high levels as Chinese demand does not let up. Skim milk powder actually did find a bit of strength into the beginning, although not as much as expected. I do think it's important to note, though, that skim milk powder, or what we would call non-fat dry milk in the U.S., those prices in Europe and New Zealand are much higher as they're able to take advantage of getting product to China and fulfilling their nonstop demand. The U.S., though, we continue to deal with port issues. Shipping issues from the West Coast have been rampant in recent weeks and months. It's nearly impossible to get an open container to move product overseas, which is really hampering U.S. exports right now. If we were able to move product overseas, I think that the U.S. non-fat dry milk price would increase quickly to be in more of an alignment with what we're seeing from Europe and New Zealand. Turning to milk, I think while we don't yet have that February data at the time of recording, January data was still strong. And I think moving forward into the spring flush, we're looking to see very exceptional and quite burdensome volumes, especially across the upper Midwest. That should push product into cheese and non-fat and butter, basically across the whole supply chain. Looking forward, though, regardless of that strong milk production, the stimulus bill will boost the economy, and we expect a little bit stronger demand into the end of the year.
Real quickly, in closing, we are seeing good demand, and so the extra milk may be needed.
That's true. We're a bit more hopeful, and I think there's a bit of a brighter outlook for milk prices into the back half of the year because of the improving economy and the vaccine rollout.
Lucas Fees, Director of Dairy Market Intelligence with High Ground Dairy in Chicago.
U.S. dairies are continuing to add cows to the herd and produce more milk. USDA reports last month's production at 17.6 billion pounds. Actually, that's down 1.5% from February a year ago, but last year was leap year with an extra day. Factor that in, and U.S. milk output last month was running 2% higher. The number of milk cows last month averaging just under 9.5 million head. That's 81,000 more than February last year and 3,000 head more than January this year. Back at the USDA's Outlook Forum in February, USDA livestock analyst Shale Shagum said,
"We do expect to see cow numbers peak in the first quarter and then decline slowly through the course of the year, but still remaining in all quarters above where we were last year."
The latest USDA forecast calling for 2021 milk output to top last year by just under 2% and the all milk price to be below last year's average by about 3%. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Hi, I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety campaign.
The U.S. Department of Agriculture looking at ways for the public to participate in its programs, in particular, nutrition. We hear more from USDA's Stephanie Ho.
Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack says one of his top concerns is providing better customer service.
First of all, I'm hopeful that we do everything we possibly can at USDA to create a hassle-free system for those who need to qualify for programs. I found in my prior experience as secretary that far too often there are so many hassles in terms of applying and reapplying and re-upping that sometimes people get discouraged from participating.
He made his comments to an anti-hunger conference.
Frankly, sometimes people don't even know the programs exist. So we need to do as good a job as we possibly can with the resources we have.
He said the goal is full participation in USDA nutrition programs.
Because they are so important in terms of providing a sense of hope, a sense of security for families across the country. We want to make sure that when people participate, they have access to healthy foods. And we want to make sure that the benefits are conveniently available.
This is Stephanie Ho for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
And a reminder for archive programs, head to dairyradio.com. Thanks for listening. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.